Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Hey, welcome to the program, folks. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. Some very, very, very special guests coming at you today. Well, we try to do that each and every day, and you can listen to us, by the way, here. 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Texas time, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the West Coast, and 8 to 10 Mountain Standard Time as we welcome our good friends on KYH 540 AM in Delta, Utah. Great to have you folks on board with us. And also, I got a message from our syndication network, and they wanted me to know that KNEO is now listening to us. So welcome aboard to the KNEO. Great to be with you folks. Thanks so much for tuning in. Glad to have you on board. All right, great program lined up for you here on TECNTV.com. Also, you can watch us on TECNTV.com live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Texas time, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time. Bottom of hour number two, George Barna is with us. We'll talk about who are the don'ts and what are the don'ts. We'll talk about that. Those who, I don't know, maybe don't believe there's a God. Those are some of the don'ts. We'll talk about them coming up. Trevor Adams is with us as well. Look forward to talking with Trevor. Trevor is the whistleblower from ESPN that was with Veritas, Project Veritas. And we'll have Trevor with us coming up, and that'll be at the top of the next hour. We'll talk with him about the racism that's happening at ESPN. Racism, it doesn't matter the color of skin. Look, if you make judgments predicated on the exterior and the color of skin or a disability or whatever that might be, that's a form of racism, folks. And the Word of God tells us that we are all children of God, all of us. And every single person has an opportunity to receive salvation through Jesus Christ. We need to first be ambassadors of that, and then, well, we'll talk about the evil in a minute. And then bottom of this hour, David Berg, Republican candidate for Congress in New Jersey's 4th District, will be with us. Why isn't anybody else talking about the planes that are landing in New Jersey with cartel gang members, drug dealers, and terrorists? Well, David is. We'll talk with him about it coming up bottom of this hour. Don Jans is with me, historian, expert on Marxism, communism, socialism, founder of My Grandchildren's America, and author of our special giveaway today, The Road to Tyranny. Make a donation today. We gotta cover the shipping, okay? So that's gonna be part of the program. But make a donation today. Help our ministry today and get a copy of The Road to Tyranny. The Road to Tyranny. It's an incredibly insightful book and very prophetic when you consider the world that we're living in right now. I want to welcome Don Jans. Don, welcome. Good to have you, brother.
Great to be here again. Always a wonderful time on Friday mornings.
Absolutely. All right, there we go. Bringing in a little closer. Well, I appreciate that very much. Okay, I'm like blasting out, and I'm not exactly sure why the system is going, and I'm seeing red lines and all kinds of nutty stuff. It's crazy. Okay, there we go. I think that's better. Anyway, welcome aboard. Good to have you. Thanks for being here. So the question is always, what should we talk about? I think what we need to talk about is, I got an email yesterday, and I'm on an email list. Let's see. I got an email, and I'm on an email list with some other media people, honored to be on that list. And the author writes, pretty openly. First of all, he talks about the Canadian truckers striking a blow for freedom. But he talks about how they have exposed a number of things, including the Justice Department is using the grand jury to subpoena the financial records of groups calling for an audit of the 2020 election. Did you hear about that?
I did not.
NIH director is calling for people who spread misinformation about COVID to be brought to justice. Network of left-wing fact checkers is calling for greater censorship on YouTube. They want YouTube to interrupt any video. I say I'm already banned. I had Dr. Judy Mikovits on the program. We did several in-depth interviews 2 years ago, and I'm permanently banned from YouTube for life. And you know what? I've had people say, oh, you should go in and you should start a new account. And you know what? Nah, thanks, but no thanks. I don't. Find me somewhere else. Find me on CloudHub. You know, find me on Vimeo. Find me on my website, chosengenerationradio.com. Find me on TECNTV.com, where I am every day. And so there you go. But let's see. Democrat Super Lawyer Mark Elias wants only approved Republicans to be able to run for office. What?
Approved.
Yes. Yeah, kind of like the Communist China Party wants only certified members of Hong Kong, or their certified members running in Hong Kong. Benny Thompson, chairman of the House January 6th committee, pronounced that people who exercise their Fifth Amendment right to remain silent before the committee are guilty. Mm-hmm. No, period. I'm gonna share. I wrote a response, and I'm probably gonna go ahead and post it at my site. And I know there's going to be some people that are going to kind of freak out about it. But I posted Psalm 79. The dead bodies of thy servants have they given to be meat unto the fowls of heaven, the flesh of thy saints unto the beasts of the earth. Psalm 68. But God shall wound the head of his enemies, and the hairy scalp of such as one as goeth on still in his trespasses, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. Psalm 59, deliver me from mine enemies, O God, defend me from them that rise up against me. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them be taken in their pride, and for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. And then Psalm 82. So that a man shall say, verily, there is a reward for the righteous. Verily, he is a God that judgeth in the earth. And then I posted again Psalm or Proverbs 6. A naughty, which is a worthless and ungodly person, a wicked, evil person of iniquity, walketh with a froward or perverse mouth. He winketh with his eyes. He speaketh with his feet. He teacheth with his fingers. Perversion is in his heart. He devises mischief and continually sows discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate. Seven are an abomination: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaks lies, and he that sows discord amongst the brethren. We've had war declared against us, spiritual, evil, wicked war declared against us, and war in the physical realm as well declared against us, Don. And we must fight it with words. We must fight it with faith, and we must fight it by being prepared for when they come into our neighborhoods and take our sons and our daughters and put them in shackles.
Because they're coming.
Because they've already come.
Yes.
Watch,
they're here now.
Watch Capital Punishment, the movie. Watch how they shackle a 10-year-old girl. Watch how they roll into a neighborhood with an armor vehicle with a turret gun sitting on top. And as neighbors come to their windows and come to their porches to see what's going on, they swivel the turret gun around, pointed at the neighbors. If I live in that neighborhood, I am preparing my neighborhood now to repel that kind of an attack. I am putting up gates at the end of my block. I am putting grates in the ground. I am preparing my home. I'm putting panels on the front of my house inside the walls. I'm arming myself, and justifiably so, because I need to be prepared. If they're going to send those kinds of individuals into my civilian, if they're going to turn the CIA and the FBI into a militarized force turned against the citizens of the United States, then we, the citizens, need to be prepared to protect ourselves. They're sent with orders to kill. They will kill you. Be prepared to protect your family, for goodness sake. That's all. Don't go out looking for a fight. Don't go out trying to start a problem. But be prepared to protect yourself and defend your neighborhood. This is evil.
It's truly evil. And when you say they, I think we have to understand what we mean when we say they. They would be those who have that desire. And this desire of certain people has existed truly from the beginning of time. It's a group of people who believe they know best how everybody else should live. They have their biggest enemy and the thing they must destroy, and they never will destroy it, but they will never stop trying, is they must try to destroy the Bible. We've seen this.
They're godless. Yes.
Yep. But God is their threat.
Absolutely. And we're going to take a quick break. And that is truly the point. And that's why I say, folks, we've got to battle first with words and with faith. We need faith-filled prayers to tear down the high places in the realm of spiritual idolatry that has taken over this land. The evil that has come upon it, the darkness that has come upon America. And we need to pray for the veil to be lifted upon those that are walking in that darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg. That's paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lasses, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite, and it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some Coco Lasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of Coco Lasses. Got my Coco Lasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Coco Lasses. To your health.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me just read this to you, and this is going to be part of the post today. We must set ourselves and brace for the battle to come. Be bold and be courageous. We will fight with words and with faith until our blood is required, and then we will resist. Now is the time to steel ourselves and to inspire others to do the same. The barbarians are at the door. And lest you think, Pastor, what are you saying? Listen, Peter and John were taken, they were lashed, and they were told, stop preaching Jesus Christ. In Hong Kong right now, the Chinese are crushing all Christianity. If you understand what the CCP did in their country, they crushed all spirituality. They destroyed Christianity. They forced everyone. And the news, even the news people would say, you must believe in atheism. Atheism is the way. I've been saying for years, the Darwinian teachings that are going on in our schools, the concept of evolution, all of that has been to sow seeds of doubt about a creator and about God. And the birthing out of that is that we have a very godless kind of culture and amoral society. Now, we have 70% of our population that still claims Christianity in America, and it's one of the reasons why they're having so much difficulty pushing us over the top of the hill to the other side, into the valley and into the holes that they want us to be pushed into. Because there is this seedling, this inkling within all Americans that there's something about what they're doing to us, there's something about what they're trying to sell us on that's just wrong. We feel it in our gut. We know deep down inside this is not right. And it's because of that profession of Christianity. The issue is, there's also within that a lot of confusion about what Christianity is, what Christianity really looks like, who is this God, which God do I believe in, are there multiple paths to heaven, all these other kinds of questions And this has all been part of the confusion, Don.
And the strategy always is to raise doubt.
Yeah.
The strategy always is to raise doubt. When we go back and we study these takeovers and what has happened, and we look at what's happening in much of the world today, the one thing that the difference between the collectivists, which would encompass the Marxists, socialists, communists, the American left, the Democrat Party, they oppose this concept that Christians, we get our strength through Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Our strength is not the state. We place Jesus well above the state. Mm-hmm. And this is what they despise. The state to the American left, to the CCP, to the collectivist community must be the supreme mm-hmm. of all.
Mm-hmm.
And as a Christian, we can never do that, because as a Christian, our ultimate, our only real allegiance is to God.
Yeah.
And so they will do everything they can to deceive and to destroy. And that's why they hate the Bible so much.
Well, and they desire that it be, fully and completely renounced. As you were talking about that, what the Spirit brings to my mind is 1 Samuel chapter 8 and the warning that was given to them when the Israelites rejected God and said that, that they wanted a king instead. He said, and Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked him of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king, that he shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and reap his harvest and make his instruments of war and his instruments of chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to work. He will take a tenth of your sheep, ye shall be his servants, and you'll cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. That is 1 Samuel 8. That's the warning, verses 10 through 17. Don, this is why, folks, I know, folks maybe get tired of hearing me say this over and over again, but we have to get back to God. We have to get back to God for freedom's sake, for liberty's sake, for the sake of life, and for the reinstallation of the value of life again. When you speak to any of these individuals that legally immigrate to our country, great people like Rafael Cruz, like Sehun Kim, who was just on with me the other day, they all come and they say the same thing. You must hold on to God. Back after this. Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
This is Adam Mundahl with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned right here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to have my next guest with me. He was born in Los Angeles. And of course, that's, I was going to say to you, David, I know that area code on your phone. I'm very familiar with it. Mine being one from the Central Valley of California. I'm actually in Texas now. And looks like you brought
you.
Your, looks like you've brought your conservative values to New Jersey. So good on you. Thank you.
of all places, right?
Right.
New Jersey. They're going from the frying pan to the fire.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? My goodness. Well, I saw your statement, too, about what they're doing with flying in under cover of darkness, these illegals that are, of course, coming, you know, because they're trying to bypass us here in Texas. But we're filming them, man. We're down there. I've got friends of mine that are down there doing filming of them, loading them up before they fly them to where they're unloading them in your neighborhood.
Well, you're doing God's work. Thank you.
Oh, man, it's something else, I'll tell you. David Zier, I don't know if you know who David Zier is. He's on Real America's Voice.
I honestly don't.
Okay, I'll have to make the introduction. Well, but David has talked with me about, you know, New Jersey and Long Island. I believe it was in both of those locations when President Trump was in office that there were major MS-13 issues that were happening, and they went in and busted all of that up. But as MS-13 was leaving, they said, when the administration changes, we'll be back. And they are.
It's just shocking. I mean, it's truly shocking. Long Island, yes, was devastated. I mean, young kids were being violently attacked, and New Jersey as well. I mean, every day, I think it can't get any more shocking. And every day, I'm disappointed, frankly, in my hope that things aren't going to get more just beyond our comprehension. And, you know, if you look across the border, our northern border, that's what's coming to the United States. If we don't wake up and realize what these people are about, we're gonna lose our country. And that's why I'm running for Congress. That's why I'm doing whatever I can to have my voice heard and others like us, because we have a very short window to turn this around. Constitutional republics
stop right there. I want to acknowledge and tell you thank you for saying a constitutional republic. I am so sick of people saying, well, you know, our democracy, we do not live in a democracy, we live in a constitutional republic.
American citizens have the God-given right to establish our government through democratic elections, but this form of government is a constitutional republic. You notice that every tyrannical, fascistic, communist government in modern history has called itself democratic. So the word can be used and abused by any kind of tyrant. We live in a constitutional republic, and constitutional republics need to be nurtured. They need to be protected. They're the exception in human history, not the norm. And we are so fortunate to be the benefactors of generations before us that had the wisdom to create this government, and had the courage to protect this government with their lives and their livelihoods over the years. And now it's on our generation to preserve this sacred constitutional republic. And unfortunately, one of our political parties now is not committed to that preservation. And it's very, very distressing. And so if the Republican Party doesn't stand up for these values and protect this form of government, then what is the purpose of the Republican Party?
Where have you been?
Well, you know something, Pastor, there's a lot of people out there that have these values and have these beliefs. And it's just, you know, we can't be cowed into silence, and we can't, you know, we must stand up and be heard. For me, the vehicle is to run for Congress, but we all have an
opportunity. Absolutely. Well, it's something that comes to mind, and I'd like to ask you, because I say, you know, where have you been? I mean, because I mean you're so articulate in what you're saying. And it's obvious that you have a very deep-seated passion in what you're talking about today. I mean, I can hear it in your voice. It resonates. But here's the thing. So many Americans, and I think you're right. I think there are a lot of Americans that believe it. But you said something else earlier in the conversation that I think is a key to understanding why there's kind of this been this silence and this pause amongst so many people. And that is, just when I thought that it was as bad as it could get, it gets worse. And I can't, it's like I can't in my mind wrap my mind around this level of overt evil and wickedness. The what they're doing to pervert our children, how they disregard the lives of our elderly. If you're over the age of 65, folks, and you end up in the hospital with some kind of an illness, I strongly suggest you get out of there, like in a hurry. Okay. I've sat through two death squads, one with my father-in-law and one with my own father, and their age played a role in the decision of the death squad to say, well, we really just don't think they're going to have much value in their life, and we're going to pull the plug.
Well, I mean, it just comes down to either you believe that every life from conception is a person of God, a creation of God, is a valuable being in and of itself inherently, or you don't. And, you know, fascistic tyrannical regimes don't, you know, propagandizing our kids to hate each other based on the color of their skin, to be confused about whether they're a boy or a girl, you know, through this wholesale abortion murder industry. It's a rejection of our God-based Judeo-Christian values and our form of government, and it's just stunning. I mean, you know, that's all I can say. I don't mean to sound, you know, over the top, but people have to realize what is happening. This is fascism.
Yeah.
When you have the biggest, the largest, most powerful corporations ever to have existed that have this unbelievable amount of information and control and power, colluding with a statist government party, as we do here, that is the very textbook definition of fascism. And we have to call it for what it is.
Yeah.
We can't beat around the bush here. It's too urgent, and we have too little time to save our country.
Well, let me give you a couple of examples. I shared these in the last half hour, but I want to share them with you because you're going to be running for Congress and you can do something about this. The Justice Department is using a grand jury to subpoena the financial record of groups that are calling for an audit of the 2020 election. The NIH director has called for people who spread their version of misinformation about COVID, which is everything that they've now said that they lied to us about, and we have evidence they lied to us. But all of those individuals should be brought to justice. We've got a network of fact checkers that are calling for greater censorship on social media. I don't even know how you accomplish that. And Mark Elias, who was just before a grand jury, according to the Durham report, has said that only approved Republicans should be allowed to run for office. David,
just remarkable. I mean, Mark Elias is one of the true villains, you know, along with Soros and along with, unfortunately, John Roberts, our Chief Justice, who didn't take the case before the election that we needed the Supreme Court to take and intervene and stop the corrupt election that just occurred.
Yeah.
But there's just no other description. These are all fascistic. A doctor can't prescribe medication to his or her patient off label for the first time in history. There's, you know, prescribed government approved statements about medicine that if you deviate from the government line, you're now a heretic and subject to all kinds of harassment and God knows what else.
And well, having your medical license removed, having your medical license taken away from you. I mean, that
it's just stunning.
It is.
Just stunning.
We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. David Berg is with me. BergForCongress22.com is the website. Berg, B-U-R-G. Yep, B-U-R-G. Berg for Congress, and that's F-O-R. BergForCongress22.com. Those of you watching
us on
2022. I'm sorry. I appreciate that. Thank you. I have it written right. I'm looking right at it, but I just can't read today. I don't know what the deal is. CECNTV.com. For those of you that are watching us right now, you can see his name and the picture and that red, white, and blue tie that he's wearing, a nice blue blazer, sharp looking guy. We need to support David. I'm just going to say it. It needs to happen. I'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you.
Please tell me. Apparently, one of the whistleblowers is brave enough to come forward and give a name, or I would not have allowed you to come.
Yes, Senator. So we've got three whistleblowers who have given me permission at this point to share their name. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, D-O-M-P-H, Dr. Samuel Sigloff, and Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Peter Chambers, DO and flight surgeon. All three have given me this data. I have declarations from all three. This data is under penalty. This is under penalty of perjury. We intend to submit this to the courts. We have substantial data showing that we saw, for example, miscarriages increased by 300% over the five-year average, almost. We saw almost 300% increase in cancer over the five-year average. Cancer is not being talked about except for by Dr. Ryan Cole. Thank you, doctor. We saw, this one's amazing, neurological. So neurological issues which would affect our pilots, over 1,000% increase. 1,000.
Ten times. That's 10 times the rate, and obviously that
83,000 per year. I'm sorry, 82,000 per year to 863,000 in 1 year. Our soldiers are being experimented on, injured, and sometimes possibly killed. Dr. Corey, thank you so much for your stance on the corruption. That's precisely what it is. They know this. And Senator, when these doctors are attacked, not necessarily the people in this room, I'm not giving names, they call me. I'm the one dealing with the medical boards. I'm the one watching the witch hunts. I'm the one fighting them off, and I'm the one telling them where to go. I'm going to keep doing that. Senator, we also have, let me give you this last thing, and then I'll shut up and get out of your way. 9/28/2021, Project Salus weekly report. Project Salus is a Defense Department initiative where they report and they take all this data that exists supposedly, and they give it to the CDC. They're watching these vaccines. On that date and around that date, I have numerous instances where Fauci and that entire crew were saying, it's a crisis of the unvaxxed. It's 99% unvaxxed in the hospital. In Project Salus, in the weekly report, the DOD document says specifically, 71% of new cases are in the fully vaxxed and 60% of hospitalizations are in the fully vaxxed. This is corruption at the highest level. We need investigations. The Secretary of Defense needs investigated. The CDC needs investigated. And thank you so much, Senator, for having the courage to stand against these special interests.
So,
look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak but strong, not silent but bold, and not fearful but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm just... I've been doing this 11 years now, and one of the most exciting things about doing this is meeting just incredible people, like-minded people I know that God sent to the program, and I'm just really thrilled to have my guest with me, David Berg. He is running for Congress, a courageous conservative, and he came out and made a statement about the lawlessness and about the illegals that are being shipped by plane and flown in to New Jersey at the Westchester County Airport. Video evidence. It's not just hearsay. Actual video evidence that shows these individuals being flown in and disembarking from the plane. And, you know, no women and children, just military age men. David, that looks like an invasion to me.
Pastor, here's the real question that has to be asked about this. Why would this administration be doing what it is doing? Why would they have opened the border? Why would they have allowed millions of people, the worst, most toxic drugs brought in by the most vicious criminal cartels that we've ever faced after the border was secure under President Trump? What is their motivation for doing this? And the only answer is they are deliberately trying to harm the country. There's no other explanation for it. We in New Jersey feel it, but people are feeling it all over the country. You know, I've spent my first 64 years in Los Angeles. Right. California was once a beautiful state. Was the place that I loved. I devoted years of service to Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and it's become unlivable, absolutely unlivable. And who's being hurt other than our country being torn apart? These mass influx of unskilled people from all over the world, not just Latin America, all over the world. We don't know who they are. We don't know what their ideology is. We don't know what their health condition is. These are hurting our entire country, but they're most directly hurting our working classes, our poor people in cities. And now after this COVID debacle where blue collar workers were devastated by the lockdowns, by the fascistic lockdowns, at the same time, we're bringing in millions of new unskilled people, unvetted, unknown people. What is the motivation behind this? That's what we really have to be asking. And it's not a good one.
No.
And we have to call it out. And it has to stop.
No. I was watching Tucker Carlson's special on Kyle Rittenhouse last night about the form of anarchy that's being used to create the chaos and the unrest and the violence that we're seeing on our streets. This rise in violence on our streets is an engineered rise in violence. It's a part
Absolutely.
Of the purpose and the plan to destabilize our nation. And it has been
no question.
And it's a formula that has been used for a millennia by these radicals to try to take over and bring down. They've never run up against anything like America, though. They've never come up against anybody like Americans. Oh, maybe in the world wars there was some interaction, but they never tried to do this to us on our soil. And we're not going to do it. I got to throw this out to you because I'm, you know, in looking at your history and what you've come from, does the woke corporate culture shock you?
Well, it yes and no.
Okay.
I lived for 10 years in the belly of the beast.
Sure.
I worked for NBC Universal as the global head of litigation for Universal Studios, and it was a wonderful job, and I worked with wonderful people. But unfortunately, I know the motivation of these companies, and places the movie studios used to be patriotic companies, mm-hmm. the Warner Brothers, Universal Pictures, MGM, Paramount, and unfortunately. In too many cases, it's just not the case, and it's very, very distressing. I think that these huge multinational corporations no longer, by and large, are loyal to the United States of America. They see their future in China.
Yeah.
They like not only this 1.5 billion people that they see as potential customers, but they like many of them actually like the system of government. They praise it. Look at Bill Gates, what he said about China.
Right.
They think that it's, is this government by quote experts and the ability to react to, changes or whatever the experts decide is in their best interest quickly without the clumsiness of a constitutional republic. They like that. It's very, very frightening. And it's, again, this collusion between huge corporations and this statist Democrat Party that is threatening our constitutional republic. But my biggest question, frankly, at this point, and why I'm running for Congress, is where is the Republican Party? There are some. There are people like Jim Jordan and Josh Hawley and others that are incredibly powerful voices. But where, by and large, is the Republican Party to stand up for our constitutional republic, for our God-given rights, for our constitutional values in the face of, what's going on, the Reichstag fire abuse of January 6th, the election debacle, the COVID lockdown of fascism. If we don't learn from these lessons, and Congress, Republican Congress, doesn't investigate and get to the bottom and educate the American people as to what has really occurred, then again, why do we have a Republican Party? I'm running against an incumbent who's held this seat for 42 years, Chris Smith. He voted for the Democrats' woke infrastructure bill.
Right.
He voted for Nancy Pelosi's January 6th committee.
Yep.
He voted for the federal vaccine mandate. He has never stood in favor of our God-given Second Amendment rights. And this is what's motivated me to run. That people like this, these sorts of rhinos.
I got to jump in here. We're going to run out of time real quick. Berg, B-U-R-G for Congress 2022. Berg for Congress 2022.com. Back with more.
Thank
Chosen
so
Generation
much,
Radio.
Been a real pleasure. It's been
my pleasure to have you. By the way, I want to let you know, folks, Robert Silk will be with us to talk about the real history of the founding of Israel and the Exodus ship on Monday.